Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, we go into the story of Project Veritas, a whistleblower within the federal government, HHS, that has a lot to tell us about the vaccine, VAERS, and more. Corporate media is ignoring this story. This should be one of the most consequential stories in the modern era, and it will only be that way if you guys share this episode with your friends. Share this episode with your friends and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about a whistleblower within our own federal government saying these things? And you guys can support our approach on the Charlie Kirk Show to be fearless and dive into these stories at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Cindy from Kentucky. Thank you. Miranda, for your wonderful support. Thank you. charliekirk.com/support. Sabra from Liberty, Missouri. If you guys want to support us and get behind our work, it's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter, tpusa.com. Again, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Lot to get into, everybody. Very, very important episode here. Share this with your friends and make sure you are subscribed. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Honored to be with you today. There's a lot to get to. We have a breaking bombshell story to go into today. Aristotle famously said that courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality which guarantees the others. For months, we have been covering the best we can with our limited resources and without the mass distribution of the New York Times or CNN, questions that have been sent to us and have been discussed amongst regular people regarding the vaccine. The Fauci virus vaccine. Now, we've done this very factually. We've done this very fairly. And what's been rather remarkable is how few Republicans seem interested in this, because many of them are bought and paid for by big pharma companies. And also, we have been waiting for a courageous person to step up and blow the whistle and tell us and show us that something else is happening here. There is more to the story. Last night, my friend and American hero, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, he outdid himself again. Now, for those of you that don't know about Project Veritas, James O'Keefe has been doing this for over a decade. He was behind exposing Acorn and getting them defunded. He was behind getting that teacher fired in right near Sacramento, California, 2 weeks ago that we covered extensively. James O'Keefe was behind the voter ID issue of where he was given a ballot to go vote, where he said his name was Eric Holder when he showed up to a precinct to go vote. Project Veritas does the journalism that the activist, propagandist, black propaganda media refuses to do. The regime narrative is almost never questioned by the corporate media until Project Veritas comes along. And Project Veritas has been teasing this story for the last couple of days, that they have a bombshell story coming out from a whistleblower inside the government, inside our government, about the vaccine, about theirs, about how hospitals are being run. And we were sitting and waiting for this story, and it came out, and I watched the video, and I had rewatched it this morning. This should be the number one news story on the planet for the next 2 weeks. This should launch congressional investigations. This should start subpoenas. It probably won't, because most Republicans are afraid to actually talk about this. It probably won't, because the regime media is too busy talking about Gabby Petito. But what we're about to dive into in this hour is one of the most explosive revelations, undercover pieces of journalism that I have seen in the last decade. This story has the ability, if we actually had virtuous people and a legitimate Republican Party, to have the same sort of impact that Upton Sinclair had in 1906 when he exposed the meatpacking plants in the jungle. And by the way, Upton Sinclair, he embellished a little bit. History actually shows that. But the significance of the 1906 story that was written in the novel The Jungle changed America's perception of American industry. This has the potential to be in the same category, but I wouldn't say as big as the Edward Snowden story. This has the potential to be in the same category as the Pentagon Papers in 1971. This story, as we are going to go through this piece by piece, and we will be joined on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, so make sure you subscribe, by James O'Keefe and the whistleblower herself, and go into these details. Now, the reason I'm saying that this story has the potential to be this big is not just the pieces of evidence within this video, but because if we actually followed where the evidence is leading us, this could unveil, this could expose one of the greatest scams in American history, modern American history. So last night, Project Veritas came out with a story from a whistleblower, Jody O'Malley. Jody O'Malley is the insider, and she's a registered nurse with the United States Department of Health and Human Services, otherwise known as HHS. She's an employee of the federal government, and here in Phoenix. Now, this is unusual in some sense because not every hospital is run by HHS. So the fact that James O'Keefe was able to be connected with a courageous woman, someone that works for the federal government and is seeing what's actually happening as a registered nurse, is extraordinary. She decided to go undercover and wear a camera and find out what is actually being done, what is happening inside of the hospitals that are being run by Health and Human Services in Phoenix, Arizona. In her discussions, we find her talking to fellow doctors. We find out what doctors actually think about the vaccine, what federal employees are actually saying about the vaccine. We have their private revelations of what they are actually saying about the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, about how so few people actually go to the trouble of filling it out, about how there's no mandate to actually fill it out. There is video of nurses talking privately behind closed doors about how people are coming in with heart conditions and they know it's because of the vaccine, but if they dared speak out against it, they would lose their job. We have all of that and more. We are living through a moment where there is conformity by force. That there is this regime implementing these ideas, implementing these policies, not by trying to present the evidence to you, but by scaring you, mocking you, and ridiculing you. This video and this story should be the largest news story in the country. Instead, most regime media, corporate media on the right and corporate media on the left, will not mention this story at all whatsoever. And the footage we're about to go through in this hour from the Project Veritas video is first-hand undercover, unfiltered conversations of what people actually think behind closed doors. Doctors, nurses, people that are in charge of the data inputting at these hospitals. It is an undercover expose of what has now become known as the medical industrial complex. And you might ask, you might be saying, Charlie, you're really building this up. I didn't hear this on my local morning show. I didn't hear this on, you probably, if the shows you are watching, the people that you follow have not led with this story and talking about this, then I think you know why. I think you know why, because what we're about to get into this hour is going to reveal, challenge, and begin the line of questioning of one of the most sinister takeovers of the American way of life. The American way of life has been hijacked by unelected scientists and experts that have cared much more about controlling your children, forcibly inoculating you. Wow, there's so much happening behind closed doors. And guess what? We get to find out what happens behind those doors. Last month, an absolute landslide of you made the switch to PureTalk. You were chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, then finally decided to make the switch because you know that PureTalk saves the average family over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So just do this. Make the switch to PureTalk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. And let me be clear, you are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. They are on the same network as one of the big guys. Plus, PureTalk invests a fortune into making sure they have the latest technology. They just passed all the savings on to you. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Just dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk, and you'll save 50% off your first order. That's #250. Say Charlie Kirk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. There's a courageous person that has stepped up within the Health and Human Services Department of the federal government, and she is blowing the whistle on the medical industrial complex. This person is very courageous. They will come after her very aggressively after what she has revealed here. Let's start with her. Her name is Jody O'Malley. She is the exposer of all of this. Now, of course, the New York Times, the major institutional media, is uninterested in covering the story. They're more interested. What's on the cover of the New York Times today? Something about whips on the southern border or something? They have Pfizer says shot safely benefits children 5 to 11. Yeah, that's the front page of the New York Times today. Or how about grim new reality for Afghan women and girls? Really? That's the front page of the New York Times today. Let's go cut 23. Jody O'Malley, she says, I'm not afraid of blowing the whistle because my faith lies in God and not man. This woman is now opening up and revealing the entrenched corruption, deceit, and criminality within our own government. Cut 23.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC, that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
They will retaliate against her. And she has courage, everybody, and she should be supported. And you could do that by checking out Project Veritas, because we do not have enough courageous people in our country. I have people that email me. They say, Charlie, you know, I'm really afraid of losing my job because of speaking out. Not only is she going to lose her job, they might come after her with criminal intent. I mean, they might come after her with everything they got because of what she revealed. All right, let's get into that. So in one of the conversations, a private conversation that Jody had, a nurse, she was talking with Dr. Maria Gonzalez, who is an ER doctor, an emergency room doctor for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This doctor was ranting, and this doctor was confiding in Jody O'Malley as Jody O'Malley was wearing an undercover camera. She says, now probably, this patient has myocarditis due to the vaccine. But the government is not going to blame the vaccine. The government are not reporting the adverse vaccine side effects. They want to shove it under the mat. Let me read this again. The government is not reporting the adverse COVID vaccine side effects. They want to shove it under the mat. This right here is an unfiltered, uncensored, private kind of rant of a doctor sharing her true feelings of what's happening in emergency rooms in Health and Human Services. Play cut 22.
And then now, let's see. Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
They're not reporting. They're just going to shove it under the mat. Now, we've talked for a while and we've gone into detail how the VAERS database, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, is likely low. According to this own doctor, who again says the government's not going to blame the vaccine. They're not reporting the adverse COVID vaccine side effects. They just want to shove it under the mat. Where one of the registered nurses confidentially says, I think the government wants people to die. We're going to go into how HHS is set up. And we should ask ourselves the question, just in that one example, in that one hospital, in that one area, how many people did have an adverse event to the vaccine? How many people did have complications? And if you scale that to every hospital across the country, this could be one of the greatest cover-ups that we've ever lived through. And because of one person, Jody O'Malley, wearing a private undercover camera, we are now getting legitimate, true, unfiltered, unedited commentary of what people are actually saying behind closed doors in hospitals. When people come in with myocarditis, heart attacks, and adverse events. Have you heard of shrinkflation? Shrinkflation is where your candy bar or your burger gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed this? It's happening all the time, everywhere. But the government still insists that inflation is under control. Shrinkflation is just inflation's evil cousin. Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. With a precious metal IRA under your belt, you'll hedge these rising prices and plan to retire without worrying about it. So keep up with the inflation that folks in Washington are trying to hide. And to thank you, Noble Gold is giving you a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Jody O'Malley is the HHS whistleblower. This should be the number one news story on the planet. We're going to keep on diving into it. Jody O'Malley said, I'm not afraid of blowing the whistle because my faith lies in God and not man. Cut 24, Jody O'Malley was asked the question, how many people have you seen come in with adverse events to the vaccine? And I just want to make sure my position is very clear. We are not pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. If you got the vaccine, that might have been the right choice for you, especially if you are over 50 or 60. I hope you consulted with a doctor who really cares about you and knows what they're talking about. I just find it very interesting that we're not even allowed to have a conversation about the vaccine, about how we are forcing people into a COVID caste system, how we've created a medical apartheid state in our country, and how people that have already had natural immunity and antibodies are still also being forced to take the vaccine, or young people are being forced to take the vaccine, even when we are showing record breakthrough cases and we are seeing it not have the same sort of efficacy that a vaccine typically would. Our position is a very moderate position here on the Charlie Kirk Show. I've told you my own very intimate medical decision that I am making the choice and my wife is making the choice not to get vaccinated. We're young, and we also have doctors that are willing to prescribe ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and if it ever necessary, monoclonal antibodies. And that's our own personal medical decision. I will never criticize, attack, or condemn anyone for what medical choice they make. Of course not. That's between you, the Lord, and someone who knows what they're talking about medically. Jody O'Malley says in Cut 24, I've seen dozens of people come in with adverse event reactions to the vaccine. Cut 24.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Was one of the ones you saw a 15-year-old with blood clots?
Yes.
15-year-old with blood clots. Now, the new VAERS numbers are out, which are the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System numbers. Now, these numbers are usually very low. And we're going to prove to you that they are low because in the undercover whistleblower, thanks to Jody O'Malley, we have footage of the hospital saying, we don't fill out the VAERS database. It takes 30 minutes to fill out. We don't do it most of the time. So this is actually from OpenVAERS, which is an investigational site. I just want to be very clear. According to OpenVAERS, it says there's been over 701,000 adverse events, 660,000 hospitalizations after getting the vaccine, 80,000 urgent care, 6,637 heart attacks, 5,765 cases of myocarditis, 1,862 miscarriages, 19,210 people disabled, and 14,925 deaths. Now, some of these numbers might be off or low, but these are extraordinary numbers to be looking at. So what does the actual footage say about this? Cut 26, Deanna Paris, who's a registered nurse at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, says it's a shame they are not treating people that have COVID like they're supposed to. It's almost like they want people to die. Cut 26.
It's a shame they're not treating people, I know, like they're supposed to, like they should. And I think they want people to die.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
Side effects? A lot.
How many people have you seen? There, two nurses are talking to each other. How many people have you seen that have had side effects? A lot with the vaccine. But that's not reflected in VAERS. Cut 25, the undercover bombshell video from Project Veritas. Doctors talking about how if they use ivermectin at the hospital or off-label use on COVID, they will lose their job. Cut 25.
Did Dr. Bakwa talk to you about prescribing ivermectin for...
Not a lot of this facility.
And so physicians can't prescribe off-label use medication here?
Not for COVID. I am stuck. I am told you are absolutely not to use it under any circumstances whatsoever for somebody with COVID unless you don't want to have a job.
That is a government hospital and a government doctor saying that if you use ivermectin, you could lose your job. Now, just a really interesting sidebar on ivermectin, which is something that I just found so interesting, a story we found yesterday, was, do you know that the Carter Center, the Jimmy Carter Presidential Center, an Atlanta-based nonprofit founded by former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, they received $10 million from Bill and Melinda Gates to distribute millions of pills of ivermectin to African children. That Jimmy Carter helped cure river blindness with ivermectin just a couple years ago. It's called the River Blindness Elimination Program by Jimmy Carter, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which helped distribute millions of pills of ivermectin, which the media calls a horse dewormer. Well, actually, according to the Carter Center's own website, they talk about what their strategy is to help get rid of river blindness. And you go into the website and you realize that they're massive distributors of ivermectin. CNN in 2014 reported favorably on the Carter Center use of ivermectin. As an NGO, the Carter Center has helped improve life for people in more than 80 countries by resolving conflicts, advancing human rights, preventing diseases, and improving mental health care. Well, river blindness can be so paralyzing and tormenting for people that they say that you could be scratching yourself all day and scratch yourself to death. CNN.com, February 2nd, 2013. Erasing river blindness helps millions. The Carter Center in Atlanta leading an effort to eliminate river blindness. Later in the article, it says, James has been receiving ivermectin treatment for more than 7 years and no longer experiences the intense itching and other ill effects associated with the disease. It goes on, this might as well be a commercial for ivermectin. CNN was perfectly fine with ivermectin when Jimmy Carter was giving it to people in the third world in Africa. And nowhere in researching this, nowhere in this article did I see it be called a horse dewormer. In fact, what I did see it called is that it's cheap, widespread, and effective. But according to the James O'Keefe whistleblower, Project Veritas, Jody O'Malley, if a doctor prescribes ivermectin in a hospital, an HHS hospital, you will lose your job and you will lose your career. So why are we not hearing more about the adverse events to vaccines? We know, according to this whistleblower, these doctors are privately talking about myocarditis, heart complications. Cut 35 says that if the government are gathering the data and reporting it, how are we going to say this is safe and approved for use? Cut 35.
There has never been any directive sent out on reporting. With this vaccine, we are in stage 3 clinical trials. Normally, stage 3 clinical trials is where you gather your data. What the responsibility on everyone is to gather that data and report it. And if we're not gathering that data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that this is safe and approved for use?
They are not gathering the data and reporting it. Continues by saying in cut 36, Jody O'Malley says the COVID vaccine is not doing what its purpose was. That's a federal employee saying this. Cut 36.
It hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of
It's not doing what its purpose was.
Not doing what its purpose was. And in the next tape that we're loading up, one of the nurses says, look, we don't actually fill out the VAERS database, which is the portal, the government portal. It takes too long. It takes 30 minutes. It's very paperwork intensive. So the people that are filling out the VAERS database are in the minority, it seems like. This whistleblower has revealed the following, that doctors working for the federal government in the emergency room are seeing massive increases in myocarditis and heart attacks, and they say, quote, the government knows they're just going to not want to blame the vaccine. Listen to what a nurse says about how long it says to enter info into VAERS. So they're just not doing it. Cut 39.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
Side effects? A lot.
A lot?
Have you seen it too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's writing the VAERS report?
Nobody, because it takes over a half an hour to write the damn thing.
Why?
Over half an hour to write the thing. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or stay calm with some guided meditation. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. Raycon have a 32-hour battery life, and they start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. At Raycon, they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try, and you'll see what I mean. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk. That's buyraycon.com/Kirk.
If you want to hear more about the details of what Project Veritas has revealed, make sure you check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. We're going to have an exclusive interview with Jody O'Malley and James O'Keefe, both joining us. I think in the next, really soon, we'll get that episode we'll get it up quickly on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast feed, so make sure you check that out. I want to end this hour kind of on the same topic about why is there so much censorship, again, around ivermectin. Well, Tucker Carlson has been mentioning this, one of the few people on television willing to actually provide his viewers and his audience with the tools that they might need to fight the Fauci virus. So let's go to cut 27. Tucker asks his guest, actually, let's start with 28. Tucker talks about how a study done earlier this year shows that ivermectin effectiveness in treating the Chinese coronavirus. Yet pharmaceutical chains, big pharma chains, they won't fill it. And when Tucker's team reaches out, they're not denying it. We've covered this in great length. The pharmaceutical industry and the pharmacists, Walgreens, CVS, they don't want you to be able to get access to ivermectin. No one really makes money with that. They don't want us to be able to follow the way of India that was able to turn the corner. A perpetual pandemic is extremely lucrative for people that want to go to 9 booster shots, 12 booster shots, 15 booster shots. Being in a state of fear is very profitable for America's ruling class. Fear creates power. Uncertainty creates profit. Cut 28.
So earlier this year, a review published in the American Journal of Therapeutics found that an anti-parasitic drug called ivermectin may in fact be a very effective treatment for COVID. After looking at data from randomized controlled trials, researchers concluded that ivermectin led to, quote, large, statistically significant reductions in mortality, time to clinical recovery, and time to viral clearance. Other trials and meta-analyses have suggested similar benefits. The problem is, you can't get ivermectin in this country, even if a doctor prescribes it. Pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, they're not scary or anything, reportedly are refusing to fill the prescriptions because why? We reached out to both of those companies and neither one denied it.
And then cut 27, Tucker asks his guest, a clinical psychiatrist, how can you get ivermectin if your chain pharmacies won't fill their prescription? Cut 27.
So why is it happening? Why is early, safe, effective treatment not being talked about? I think that's a very, very important question.
But you can buy Xanax by the pound, which kills an untold number of Americans every year. Really quick, as a doctor, can you, just between us, can you actually get ivermectin if you really want it? Can you? Is it available or is it just totally shut down?
It depends on where you go. Chain pharmacies, very, very difficult. Small pharmacies, independents, compounding pharmacies, and a small pharmacy here in Los Angeles where I send my patients.
If there's early treatments, then all of a sudden, there's no emergency authorization to be able to get the vaccine out there. If there are early treatments, ivermectin, azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, then all of a sudden, the emergency authorization to get the vaccine out there, which sometimes usually takes between 10 to 15 years of study and clinical trials to get a vaccine out there, it all of a sudden makes the pandemic less lucrative, doesn't it? It makes BioNTech and Pfizer less important, but they will not miss their opportunity to make money off of you and make money off of your children. We have talked about the war industrial complex, the military industrial complex, as Dwight D. Eisenhower warned against. Be careful of people that want perpetual war. Well, they want a perpetual pandemic. They don't want this to go away. People are getting way too wealthy. They are more powerful than ever before. You think that they're just going to say, oh yeah, actually, there was a treatment that could help you. Of course not. And that's what this whistleblower, Jody O'Malley, revealed in our federal government. And if you want to hear more about that, you have to take out your phone and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, because we're going to dive deep with Jody O'Malley and James O'Keefe exclusively here on this program. I don't know if I think they're doing some other media, but we're going to be asking them questions that no one else is asking them here on this show, because I know the corporate media is going to completely ignore it on one of the most consequential, one of the most important news stories that we have seen in the modern era of an internal whistleblower of what has now been an 18-month pandemic of shutdowns and tens of millions of lives dislocated. We finally have footage inside the government. I would say that's a pretty important story to cover. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.